Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now here is your host and guide, critically acclaimed, world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to another show right here on A Link to Heaven Radio, where we give you the realism and spiritualism. Tune in each week on BBS while walking beside me as we all learn from spirit and how it moves so very well. I thank all you listeners out there who are tuning in each week and to all those radio stations that are picking up A Link to Heaven Radio. Thank you very much. In a few moments, I'll be taking your calls, so dial up, give me a ring, for we have a very special guest right here on A Link to Heaven Radio. And the number to call and talk to my special guest, Reverend Therese Inzerillo, is toll-free 1-877-876-5227 worldwide. So pick up your phones in a moment, and we will be talking and taking your calls and answering your questions, giving you readings, and much more. So to all the listening audience, you're in for a real treat, just minutes away. But first, there is a show for the soldiers who protect and serve, and it's called Letters to From Home. The email is letters2-fromhome@hotmail.com. It airs Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Spotlight Radio. That's www.thespotlightradio.org, www.thespotlightradio.org. Letters are read from soldiers to family and friends, and then from family and friends and supporters read back to the soldiers around the world. So check that out as we offer support to those who protect us and keep us free. Kevin Smith, host of KevinSmithShow.com, has now become an author with his first book out called Gods in the Garden. I am happy to be a part of such a great piece of work, for Kevin invited me to write the epilogue of his book, to which it is a great honor indeed. I strongly recommend checking out his newest release at www.KevinSmithShow.com. It most certainly will open your eyes and the way interpretation of the Bible truly reads. Very thought-provoking, I must say, indeed. Right now, I'd like to take the time to reach in the mailbag and read some comments from our listening audience. You too can write to me at robbiethomas@cogeco.ca. That's robbiethomas@cogeco.ca. And I most certainly will read your letters on air. My first letter comes from Kim from Colorado, as she writes, I love the insight this program has to offer. Thank you for the many different types of shows, Robbie. You do. Very well done. Thank you, Kim from Colorado. So happy indeed that you are enjoying A Link to Heaven Radio. God bless you, hon. Thank you so very much. Second letter comes from Amanda from Florida. Cool show. Love how you connect to everyone who calls in. I tried to get through a few times and have had trouble, maybe next time. Is there a way to send emails during the show in case we can't get through for you to read on the air live? Thank you, Amanda, for your lovely letter. I hope that you will be able to get through sometime or next time. And yes, that I will do. I will set up something for people to send me questions via mail within the next week so that we can have people write in while I am on air live. Good thinking, and thank you for that. God bless you bunches. If you have a letter or wish to want me to read your letter or write to me on air, robbiethomas@cogeco.ca. Your thoughts and your comments, they'll be heard. I want to remind our listening audience that they can now go to www.deadwhisper.com and check out a 3-episode DVD of my new show. There is also a brand new 7-minute movie clip the producer has added to the site to give everyone a glimpse and a tease of what the networks are calling a smash hit show. Check that out and enjoy along with the three voice trailers added as well. I thank all of you who have been responding to me about this and for purchasing the DVD. From me to you, thank you so very much. We will have further updates and news of Dead Whisper, and we will be in your backyard. So stay tuned right here to A Link to Heaven Radio. Now, last week, I had one letter I wasn't able to get to, and I promised live on air that I would for her. I was flagged with so many calls and from you lovely people who tuned in each week. As I promised, Maria's letter for her, so I'm going to read it for her. I have spoken with her, and we had a good laugh about this. I started to read the first line about half a dozen times and then just get a few words out, and it was funny, but here we go. Maria from Massachusetts writes, and this was a Mother's Day special that we did this on, folks. Maria from Massachusetts writes to me and saying, having a hard time dealing with losing my mother, and this being Mother's Day weekend, it comes to be harder each year. Mom has been gone now for 3 years, but it only seems like yesterday. This is killing me inside. How can I cope with this? Is there something I am not doing right to get over this loss? Maria, I am sorry for your loss to begin with, and it's not really a loss. We look at things as humans that we lose, but we're actually gaining an angel. However, let's look at this in this light. Again, we never lose anyone. We gain an angel. She's watching over you dearly. All those thoughts you send out to her in return, it's like a postcard for reflection that comes within the purpose she gave you birth to live your life fully and happily each and every day. I know it's hard for you. I too miss my mother. And yes, you know, it's absolutely right. This is a difficult time of year, or we can say a time of the year is difficult at best. You live your day as the way we should want you to. Happy, fruitful, love each moment, share with those that are still here, and keep within your heart those most beautiful reflections of her, for those are buried treasures you bring out to look upon whenever you feel like it. Longing our loved ones is never an easy task, for it is daunting to say the least. However, this is how we become so strong within and safe, keeping those precious moments that are instilled within our hearts from our mothers. Remember this. Always love you, for this is what she gave you, life and love. It's yours to cherish forever. God bless you, Maria. I'll be sending you out my new release, Signs from Heaven. Maria, I hope it helps you. Thank you so very much for writing me and being so patient for me to read your letter. God bless you again. Speaking of you too can very well I'm just getting an email here. I'm just trying to say, I'm trying to work out this email thing for you folks and everything as well, and it's hard at multitasking, but it's okay. Speaking of, you can receive your very own autographed copy, Signs from Heaven, by going to www.robbythomas.net and searching the product page or setup for your viewing. It is also available worldwide in any online store by going to your local bookstore as well. Now, the number to call and interact with my special guest and receive a reading from or ask her questions, again, is 1-877-876-5227. 1-877-876-5227 worldwide. Folks, without further ado, please, I have the pleasure to introduce to you a most beautiful lady who is without a doubt to me very enlightened indeed. She is a radio host on Achieve Radio. That's www.achieveradio.com. And her show is called Intuitive Living. You can check her show out every Monday from 6 to 8 Pacific Time, which would be 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I had the honor to be a guest on her show before, to which it was the most beautiful experience indeed. Now, it is my turn. This is without a doubt a great moment. Please help me in welcoming Reverend Therese Inzerello to A Link to Heaven Radio. Therese, welcome. So glad to have you here. How are you this evening?
Well, thank you, Robbie. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so very much. How's your day going?
Great, and I'm just delighted to be with you this evening, so thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. I really am.
We had great fun when you were on my show.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It was great.
It
was
really
great.
Was. And I could, you know, even though we've never met face to face, but through the phone lines, I could feel what a wonderful spirit you have. And so it's just an honor to be on your show. So thank you.
Oh, and that's reciprocated so very well. Thank you so very much. Can you please, for our listening audience, tell us who is Reverend Therese Inzerillo?
Okay. Well, I am an interfaith minister and also a holistic healer, and my passion is really helping people to learn how to tap into their own intuitive abilities and to use them in their everyday life. I also have a passion for helping people to learn how to balance their body, mind, emotions, and spirit, and to live their optimum life as far as creating the life of their dreams and living the life that's in alignment with their gifts and their special, you know, talents that they have to offer the world. And I also have a passion for promoting interfaith and world peace in the world. You know, I see each person truly as a child of God, and I believe that we are one spiritual family. And so when I look at people, I don't see differences, I see similarities. And so that's what I try to promote in my work.
And oh, fantastic.
So that's pretty much what the intuitive Living Show is all about, are those three things, is the intuition and, like I said, balancing body, mind, emotions, and spirit, and creating a network and community, spiritual family across the world.
It's a beautiful show indeed. Beautiful show indeed. And what better person to have doing it than you?
Well,
I'm serious.
Thank you. It's been great fun. It really has. And, you know, the interesting thing, Robbie, is that, you know, I never really set out to do that. I just, you know, was praying and asking God to show me what my next step is. Because as far as my minute, I used to be a youth minister. And I worked in Unity for many years, working with the teenagers and the youth, and that was a great joy. But I felt a calling to move out west. I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, and lived there for many years. But 8 years ago, moved out to Phoenix, Arizona. I just felt drawn to this area, and I love it. But as far as what my ministry was, you know, I didn't feel like I was supposed to be working with youth at that time. And so I was just asking, what is my next step? And I had been invited to be a guest on a friend's radio show on Achieve Radio. And the next thing I knew, I had my own show. And it has just unfolded and been the most delightful, joyful experience. I've had the opportunity to do interviews with so many wonderful people, such as yourself. And, you know, I just did an interview with James and Sally Redfield about the debut of their movie, The Celestine Prophecy.
I know, and that's what I want to touch upon in a moment. You're getting into my material. This is really good.
Sorry,
we're in sync. That's good. We have a caller.
Okay.
And her name is Elaine, and she's from New Jersey. Elaine, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, Elaine?
Yes.
Can you speak up a little bit, hon?
Yes. My mother passed away a year and a half ago. Hello? I'd like to know if she has any messages for me.
Yeah, I can't hear her, Robbie.
She says her mother passed away about a year ago, and she's wondering if there's any messages from her.
Okay. Well, you know, I would relay that to you, Robbie, because I don't do as much mediumship work as you do. What I do is I read more the energy of the chakras.
Right.
The individuals. So I'll just relay that question to you, if that's okay.
That's fine by me. Elaine, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. What's coming up, hon, is I'm getting two numbers that come up, the 16th and also the 14th. And these are in correlation. And also what I'm getting up is blue. It comes in like the name of blue. I don't know what the name of blue would be referring to, but that's how it comes in. The name is blue. B-L-U-E, just like that. And that's how it comes into me. Now, is there any messages? Is there someone too that also I'm getting as a child lost?
No,
child lost or lost a child. That's what I'm getting as well.
No, that's
can you hear me, hon?
Yes, I can hear you. I don't know of any child. There was no child I was lost.
I'm sorry, are you really speaking up into your phone?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, this is the bad connection.
I can hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Now, that's what's coming in here, like a lost child or a child lost, and also the fact of the 16th and the 14th in correlation. Like, I wrote down 16th and I put the numbers right beside each other, 16, 14, but it would be, to me it should have been 14, 16, but it's written the other way around, 16, 14. And then the name Blue, and I got the name going down the blue, but then it's going right up the name. I know this would be like an animal's name, Blue, something in correlation to that, and that's coming through with the child lost. If there's any message for you, did you lose a child, hon?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay, somebody lost a child that's very dear and close to you, and this is coming in, like, this is like it's a validation here coming in, and I got the 16-14. It's so tight because I wrote it so close together. That's how it comes in. Also, there's something about Lakewood or Lakewood. There's a name, Lakewood. Something of such like that, Lakewood. That's what's coming in. These are coming in. These are like the names, like Blue and Lakewood, Child Lost, 16 and the 14th. That's what comes in from what I'm getting from you when I'm speaking with you. Now, you have a picture, and to me, the picture has been put into like a box, a jewelry box of some sort. You keep a picture put away that's very memento to you, and it's put into like a wooden box area. And this is being like a reflection for me to look at. So this would be for you, and this is what you would have, like a memento.
Of who?
Well, this is what I'm getting. There's a picture put into like a wooden box. Do you have like a little jewelry box, a musical box? There's a picture of somebody that is very memento. When you're talking about your mother, this is all tied in here because this is what's coming through here right now.
No, I don't have a picture in a wooden box.
Okay, well, this is what's coming through here right now. There's a picture, and again, I'm writing picture underneath Lakewood. I don't know why I put Lakewood. That's the name, Lakewood or Lakewood.
Lakewood, New Jersey?
Pardon?
Lakewood, New Jersey?
What is Lakewood, New Jersey?
I mean, it's a town, but I mean, it has no connection to me or anything.
Okay, well, you're in New Jersey, are you?
Yes.
Okay, well, then Lakewood. This is where this comes from, Lakewood. This would be a validation if you asked your mother. Was your mother ever in Lakewood, New Jersey, or
no.
Born in Lakewood, New Jersey,
no.
Or that area?
No.
This is what it comes in. This name comes in, Lakewood.
No, I don't understand that.
Okay. That's what comes in for you again. And then again, it's got child lost, and I wrote everything really close together. Normally when I write things in and I put things down, they're like in a list, but this is all really tight, tight, tight. So it's in and around. And it's got something to do when you ask me about your mom. And again, 16, 14. So this
16,
could be 16,
14 of what month?
16, 14. This could be an address. 16, 14. Because you
know
if it was a date, I normally get things in order, like 14, 16, 18, 20, like that. This is backwards, 16, 14. And I wrote 1614 underneath it. I wrote the name Blue, and it's coming as the name again. I'm doing everything for you again. And I wrote the name Blue. I underlined it, put an arrow, and it's got child lost, and it got Lakewood. And this is all real tight. And this is when we speak about your mom. So whatever that has been wanting to be told, this is what it is. How far is Lakewood from you?
Down South Jersey, about
100
miles.
Okay. There's some connection with Lakewood, and if it's in New Jersey, there's a connection with your mom or your family in Lakewood.
But I have no family in Lakewood.
Well, there's a connection. It wouldn't come to me like that because I don't know New Jersey. I'm in Canada. There's a connection for this here, and I wrote it out. I'm circling. Every time you're saying you don't know nothing, I'm circling like, yes, yes, yes. You know what I mean? That's how it's coming through.
What is the connection in Lakewood?
Pardon?
What is the connection?
What is the connection?
Yeah.
This connection here, the name, and when I wrote Child Lost, and Blue and 1614, do you have siblings? Does your mom have another child that's been outside of this marriage or this family unit that you know of?
No.
Well, this is what's coming.
Do you have a name?
You know, I got the place, Lakewood, Child Lost. I'm listening to what's coming in, hon, but that's what I got for you as a name. No, I don't have a name right now. No, I don't. I can't say I do, but this is what I have for you as the message. So there's something that she's trying to get to you. And again, if it was a date, you can understand. I would put like 1, 2, 3 in order because that's what I normally do. But it's funny how I got 1614 backwards. And so to me, that's going to be an address.
Roddy, can I ask her a question?
Yes.
Is she having trouble sleeping at night?
No.
No? I feel like a restlessness. When I look at your energy, it's like the base root chakra energy is what seems unbalanced. And I just was feeling like a restlessness with you. And that, you know, perhaps your mother is trying to communicate with you in your dreams. And that might be something that you want to stay open to. And it also felt like the energy in your bedroom feels a little congested. It might be something that you want to look at as far as rearranging the furniture. Maybe have somebody come in and feng shui the furniture or something. So I just wanted to throw that in there. That's what I was picking up when you were talking, Robbie.
Yeah, okay. You know, not only that, Elaine, there's some anger as well, but directed at something that there wasn't something said or you want there. Did you have your chance to actually get all your expression out of for your mom?
Well, I wish I'd hugged her and kissed her more.
I know, I understand where you're going. I'm just trying to divulge because there's a reason why I'm getting an address and a direct hit on a town and right close to you, like, and all this information for you. You know, at a later date, I would really want to take this up with you. Is there a possible way that you can email me? We can finish this off and I can go on with this with you?
Well, I don't have any computer. I don't have a computer. I would have to go to the library to use a computer.
Okay, okay.
Can I reach you? Is there an address I can reach you at?
You can actually call. You want to call me?
Okay, I can call.
Is that okay?
Is it a toll-free number?
No, it's not a toll-free number, hon. It's my office number.
Where is that?
Okay, you have a pen ready?
Yeah.
519-337-8333.
Is there any way I could write to you or call back the station another time?
Yeah. If you want to write to me, you can go to www.robbythomas.net, and there's a contact page. And on that contact page, you'll see there's the address and the office phone number. So you can write to me. How's that?
Okay.
All right. And then my email is there, or you can have it. It's Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, @ kojiko.ca. And what I'll do is I'll work on this a little bit more for you because it's really funny how I got all this right for you. It's a directive. It's like I'm supposed to be telling you this. And the anger that you have inside, it's not animosity towards you, Mom. It's the anger because you just got to really open up and you didn't have that chance to let go. And I think she's trying to direct you to something here. So I will help you out with that. Is that okay?
Okay.
God bless you, honey.
And also, where can I get your book, Signs from Heaven? Barnes & Noble doesn't carry that book.
Yes, they do. Barnes & Noble carries it. Any online store worldwide carries it. You can get it at my website, even. I can get you an autographed copy from my website.
Because I asked Barnes & Noble, they said they don't have the book.
Go www.bnbarnesandnoble.com.
Okay. And is my mother aware of my grief? Does she know that? Can she hear me when I talk with her?
Yeah, you know, she does hear you, and I'm going to refer to everybody. When we talk to them, they do hear you. Your thoughts and your love that you send, those reflections of memories that you get, you're sending postcards to them, and they're sending love and memory back. When you feel like she's around and you feel that, okay, this is the moment I want to talk now because I feel her there, she's there. She's always around. She does hear you. And you take that up with me, and I'm going to correspond with you and see why I got that place and the address and everything, because it's so close to you. There's something there for you.
And is there any way I could have prevented her passing if I had her treated for low thyroid, if I did something different? Could I have prevented her passing?
I know. We get down that road when we start to think about the inevitable and how we can prevent it and what have you. I speak about that. Actually, it's a good question you asked me, and I speak about that in Signs from Heaven. We can't stop the inevitable. It's not up to us. That would be the unbalance of the balance. You know, when you read about it in the book, you'll understand more. It's not for us. It's God does the bidding. God does the choosing when it's time.
Because I feel like a lot of guilt, like, oh, if I did this, if I had...
I know you do. I know you do. That's where we're going to work on it with you. And I promise I will help you. I will show you a way to actually take that burden away from yourself, give yourself a new reprieve and solace, and you can look back and go, phew, it's off my shoulders now. My mom doesn't want me to have this, and it's true. She doesn't want you to have this. You shouldn't be burdening yourself with this. It's humanistic to think this way, but we can take it and throw it away, and I'll show you, and when I speak with you and write with you, I'll help you out that way. Is
and
it okay,
can you
honey?
Tell me who greeted my mother on the other side, like she was reaching out? My mother was reaching out in the hospital in that home. She kept reaching out, and we didn't know who she was reaching out for.
I have two males that were there that greeted her, hon. Two males. One younger than the older. So one would be an older male. One was a younger male. I'm looking like a, and I'm writing down the word uncle, so I'm not looking like. I'm writing down the word uncle. And I'm writing, and there was an older male that met her, and I'm looking down the road as like a grandfather. So there's two males that met her there, but she was met with a whole bunch more. But these two here were actually ones that actually took her there. And she spoke of, and I'm getting that she spoke of males. So this is what I'm getting. She spoke of these males. So that's what I'm getting.
So she couldn't talk at the end. I was wondering, did she want to say anything?
You know, your mother... And the way I'm getting it for is the fact that she did not want you to be like this in this worry mode. Your mother was one that just overtook and didn't want. She kept a lot so that you wouldn't worry. You must be the one that she really wanted to protect from this a lot, because it just seems like she sheltered you quite a bit. That's what I'm getting.
How was that? How did she shelter me?
Well, the way I'm getting this, hun, is the fact that... not, you know, in the way that people have pain and they express themselves and what have you, that's just the way
my mother was never a complainer.
Yeah, but
never
there's
complained.
A way, exactly, exactly, exactly. Hun, give
Does
me
she
a call.
Does feel that I helped her enough? Is there anything that I feel to do for her? Can you
no, ask? No. Don't you go down that path. Don't you go down that path, okay? You're fine. You know what I want you to do for me? You have a journal?
No.
Okay, what I want you to do is grab one. I want you to write out every day. Write something in that journal that's positive. That's a reflection point of you and your mom, positiveness. Keep writing it out the next day, how much you loved her, how much the day brought, what the sunshine felt, even on your face, everything. Write it down. Show how much you love you. Show how much you love life. And that's what she wants.
Is
she wants
happy?
You to be like this. So make sure you do that. Do it
is
every
my mother
day.
Very, is my mother happy on the other side?
Oh, hon, they're so happy. You know how busy it is on the other side? This is a good example. If your mom was here working in the garden, you called her, Mom, come over. She goes, I'm busy right now. And you say, well, Mom, come over 5 minutes, but I'm busy. That's how it is over there, too. They never stop, and they never stop loving us. They love us so very much, and she's so loved. There's nothing that wouldn't reflect the other. It is so beautiful there. So you shouldn't have to worry. God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, Therese?
Yes.
You know, it's so hard. And, you know, you look at that and you think, you have to reach out and you want to hug everybody. And you want to show them what's in your mindset and all these things that you get. And you feel that as well. And how we, you know, are able to communicate with people and tell them this. And Elaine is just a, you know, beautiful person, very beautiful, and I'm definitely going to help her out in that respect. Can you offer her any guidance whatsoever? Is she still listening?
Yeah, like I said, I read differently than you do, and you know, I on occasion have, you know, messages pop in from people, but I don't necessarily do mediumship like you do, Robbie. And like I said, I scan people's auras and their chakra energy. And I did feel, like I said, an imbalance in the root chakra, and that deals with home, family, like your primal life instinct type of things. And so, you know, it deals with what I felt from her was a lot of anger and just, like I said, the restlessness. Like, she's just not able to be at peace right now.
Right.
And what I wanted to say initially to her is that she just needs to trust. She needs to learn how to trust.
Yes.
And I think you gave her a lot of good advice. And that's why the work that you do is so important. Because, you know, when people pass on, Robbie, they don't always understand about the other side. And the advice that you give them helps them understand, you know, what their loved ones are doing and what's going on with them. And that's what brings them peace.
Hey, yes. Amen. Amen. We have one more caller on the phone. And it's Melissa from New York. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, hon?
I'm fine.
Great. Do you have a question for Therese?
Yes. I don't know if you guys have heard of deathbed visions. Have you heard of that before? When a loved one is passing and you're actually drawn in to the moment of when they're passing on?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Robbie, I can't hear her very well.
Okay, she's talking about, can you say that again real quick for Therese?
Well, basically what happened is the reason why I'm saying this is because my father, he passed away three months ago, and the night that he passed away, I was actually dreaming, but I was actually in the room with him at his moment of transitioning over. And
great gift
when
that
I
is.
Pardon?
I said that's a great gift.
Yes.
That you were able to be there with him.
My father had stomach cancer. He's very young. He was only 50 years old. And I just, you know, it's very strange because, you know, I was the only one that happened to it. My mother verified a couple things for me because I asked her when I came home that, you know, when I saw what I saw, that it was true, how the room was, who I saw holding hands. And when I saw my grandparents standing at the foot of the bed, and I saw my father lifting out of his body, and he was just glowing, and he wasn't sick anymore, and he just looked right at me, and he gave me this look, and he just didn't open his mouth, but he just said, I'm sorry, I can't be there for you anymore. And then he just opened his mouth and he said goodbye. And he started walking towards the light. And all of a sudden, after he walked into the light, I saw people standing around waiting for him. And then it went like smoke. And then I woke up, and then within a minute later, I get a call from the pastor who was there with my mother and my family members saying my father passed away. And I knew right then and there that I was in the moment with him.
That's right. You know what that's called? Perceived departure signs. I write about departure signs, a whole chapter in Signs from Heaven. I know I keep referring back, but it explains everything which you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In my first book, I wrote exactly what you're talking about, how about my mother. And I went to her that day, and I said, Mother, today's your day. She looked right through me and told me to leave, so I did. I've told this story many times, and it's been written down. An hour and a half later, I get a phone call, and she's dead. These are perceived departure signs. So I took it upon myself to try to understand a little bit more about it, and I wrote it for everybody in Signs from Heaven. It gives a clear, detailed situation by situation where everybody can relate, and everybody does have that gift. It's mm-hmm. within them. They actually like are homing devices, and mm-hmm. our souls are connected, like you and your grandfather, me and my mom, and whoever else in our family. We are so connected that when something happens that is very drastic in that measure, they come to certain people in the family. And this is true. They may not go to your brother because they might go to you because you can receive it a little bit better than your brother. And this is all everything I wrote about in that book. But this is true, and this is what has happened to you. And like Therese said, you're very, very lucky to have that gift. Very good for you. And
one more thing. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay.
I know this has got to be quick. So the other thing is, days after my father passed away, I don't know if you guys have heard of EVPs, electronical voice phenomenon.
Yeah.
But days after, I started getting like, I don't know, I just started feeling like I have to contact him somehow, or he's trying to contact me. And I just started getting, I got a recorder and I started recording, you know, asking if he's around. And my father and my niece, my little niece who's a year old, she can actually hear him when he talks sometimes. And I've picked it up literally on a recording. Him saying hello to her, or he comes through, and I don't know if my father, if there's something that he wants to say, or is there anything that my father's trying to tell us, because I feel as though before he died, my mother was telling me he was trying to say something, but they couldn't get what he was trying to say, and I feel like he's still trying to tell us something, but I don't know what it is.
Is there a divide in the family?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I did that is I just drew a line right down a page of paper, and I got divide. So there's a divide in the family. When we become to our terms, and we accept, and we go to move on, everything that's enlightened in this universe within us becomes us and is of us. And we don't want anything bad for our family members. We don't.
Right.
They want the very best. We're human, so we take a lot for life and in life for granted. So when they become on the other side, they don't like this. So this is a job and a task for who's left behind, and the message is here, clearly, on paper, divide. So in terms, you're going to have to try to be the mender. And when I'm saying mender, I'm actually taking my pen in my hand, and I'm like sewing on the page, making mending on that divide. So you must be the instrument for mending. You must have the very good articulate ways of communicating with the family to bring them together. So this is what he's telling me. This is what I'm getting. So you're going to have to be the one to mend this family together. Try slowly and take your time. There's no need to rush, but try to bring this together. Somebody has to. Therese, can you offer any advice?
I'm not picking up anything on that at this time.
Okay, there's just, you know, look spiritually inside you, and you can do that, Melissa. You can really do it. Be the instrument of God, the instrument of spirit, and for your father, for the family.
Right.
It's all about family.
Right.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Okay, thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A good evening. Bye-bye.
You know, Therese, you were started to mention James Redfield, the Celestine Prophecy. You interviewed him. I'm jealous.
Yeah, that was a thrill. That was a real thrill. He and Sally were in town promoting the movie, and they came by the radio studio and did a two-hour show with me, and we had a live studio audience, and it was great fun. It was great fun, and we had a little after event afterwards. I had invited some of the people in the community that were spiritual leaders, you know, other ministers and healers and things like that to come, and we had an opportunity to view the making of the movie, and James and Sally are just lovely people, so that was a wonderful event. And then they showed the premiere here on April 27th, and we had an opportunity to go and see the premiere of the movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you had a chance to?
No. I'm so envious of you. I really am.
Well, I'm sure it'll be coming in your area soon.
I hope so.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And you've had other greats. You've had John Holland. You've had James Van Prague.
Yes, he's wonderful.
Yeah. You know what? You want to know my connection to James is? I'm working with screenwriter Gloria Shepherd right now on the murder case of Brian Jones, the founder of the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows James, and she's actually had James and working with him on this with me, and I'm working on it.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
When I seen, I knew that he was on, I was going, oh my goodness, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And James was in town doing a little event. I had an opportunity to go and see him in person. And, you know, not only is he a very talented medium, but he's very funny. He has a great sense of humor, so he keeps everybody in stitches. But, it's just been wonderful. And, you know, it always helps me to grow as an individual. And the intention of my show is to bring people to the show that are going to help people in their own spiritual journey. You know, to give them tools that they can use and to help broaden their horizons. And so we have different spiritual teachers. We have, you know, intuitives and mediums, and we have healers, and we have authors. I just did an interview a couple weeks ago with Lynn Andrews, who wrote the Medicine Women book.
Yeah.
And she was a lovely lady. She actually lives here in Arizona. I've done a couple interviews with Neil Donald Walsh, and he's delightful. I really love him. I love when he told about his story about how the writings of the Conversation with God books actually started to unfold. And that was a wonderful
story. That sounds interesting.
So, yeah.
You know, I like the title of your show, Intuitive Living. You know, appropriately titled indeed, you know, a great topic of discussion without a doubt. You know, it's something I hold dear to my heart, and I know you do. You know, the finer points, if you will, or just say how easy it truly is in to incorporate each moment with spirit throughout your daily living. Intuitive living. You know, I just love it. It just rings. You have a great show. I really love it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I mean, there's all different levels of being intuitive. I mean, there are people such as you that you know, like when people ask you a question, you know, you're able to just immediately tap in and tell them all the little minor details. You know, not everybody is at that level, but we all have intuitive ability in some form or fashion. And one of the things that I like to help people do is to learn how they intuit information. You know, I'm a seer. I'm more clairvoyant. I see in my third eye. It's kind of like having a little movie screen.
Yeah.
And then I also sense, you know, like I said, I read through the chakras. So that's what is predominant for me. And I'm sure you have your own style. Some people are more kinesthetic. Some people are more auditory. So I try to help people understand how they intuit information and to work with that. And then to pay attention to all the little signs that happen in their life. And like in the Celestine Prophecy, what James Redfield talks about is paying attention to the coincidences and the synchronicities. And that's really how it begins. I did a show a year or so ago with my friend Michelle on mystical experiences. And that was that show was just so much fun because I got to tell all the different mystical experiences that had happened to me. And so it's on the archives if anybody wants to go listen to that. But just like your last caller, I mean, that was definitely a mystical experience. And she was very, very gifted to have the privilege of viewing that. But like you said, it was because she was in tune with it, and she was able to raise her vibration to a level that she could see the angels, and she could see them coming for her father. And, you know, somebody else may not have been able to experience that, and it all has to do with your level of intuitiveness and your energy vibration.
Yeah, the acceptance, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, one of the best ways to, you know, help yourself raise your vibration is through meditation. And that's one of the things that I suggest for people a lot is to just spend time every day, you know, being still and learning how to go into the silence, what I call that sacred place, and tapping into that, what I call the innate inner wisdom of the universe. And, you know, it takes a while to learn how to do it if you haven't done it before. You know, the mind chatter kind of gets in the way. But eventually you learn how to quiet the mind, and you learn how to go into that next dimension. And when you do that, then that's when you receive that inner guidance and that intuition, and it really guides you in your life. And when you start paying attention to that, really your life shifts and everything changes, because things just start unfolding. You feel a sense of peace. You feel a sense of inner joy, and life becomes easier.
Most definitely.
So
we have a caller.
I'm working now on a meditation CD that I'm very excited about. It should be done in a few weeks, and it's called Intuitive Journeys.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, and so my friend Mark, who is a musician, he created a special music for it. So it's going to have three special 20-minute meditations on it, and that should be available soon. So, but one of my advice to people is to spend time in meditation and going into the silence every day.
We have a caller from Sarnia, my hometown.
Okay.
Her name is Linda. Linda, are you there?
Fine. How are you, Robbie?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I love your show.
Thank you so very much.
I've been recommending my friends to call you.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah. So I'm really trying to spread the word on people trying to call in. And I've been listening to you. So, it's great. I really enjoy it. And I think you are an awesome human being. And, you know, I've tried to talk to my friends as much as possible and have told them about you, so.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And Reverend Teresa's here with us.
Oh.
And she's a phenomenal lady. Do you have a question for her?
No, actually I had a question for you.
Okay.
And this doesn't have to do with about reaching the other side. Not yet, maybe another week. Because I wouldn't mind asking a question about my mom, but not tonight. You know how we discussed my reading there a month ago?
Right.
And anyways, I had a call from a former male friend whom we had split up, and I thought it was over. And now, more than ever, I am so confused.
Confused.
And I know you've told me that the answers lie within the walls of my heart, but you know, Robbie, I have searched.
You know, I'm going to help you here. When we look at things and we stress over them, it becomes not a very clear picture. We have our mind set on something. We should never second guess that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an intuitive factor that belongs within us, and it's part of us. So never second guess yourself. Always stay to the forefront and be strong. Now, when I said it lies within your heart of your
the walls of my heart,
the
yeah.
walls of your heart, your soul, your inner self, be true to you. Don't second guess because you want a second flavor. It's like if someone has vanilla and someone has chocolate, you like the chocolate, but ooh, the vanilla looks good. No, stay to what your very first feeling, your gut feeling, is the basis of intuition. It is the basis of it. It starts there. That's where it should be for you. Now, I know you're having a run-in with two, and your heart is divided.
Yeah.
One is more so questionable than the other, because you're questioning, well, what if it would have been better, you know, he did call or he is talking to me, you know, but my heart lies over here. Stay to what you feel is true to you. You know, there's a saying, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. Well, it's the same thing here. You can fool some of the people, but you can never fool your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So stay true to yourself.
Right, I don't want anybody to get hurt, and then I feel so guilty over all of this, of course. And of course, you mentioned that too, that I had feelings of guilt, and that's why, and now everything is resurfacing again.
Yeah. And, you know, the double meaning and things to come and everything that laid out before you, again, stay true to yourself. What I want you to do, Linda, is write out things on the paper for yourself, okay, hon?
Okay.
Write it out and write out what's true to you and what it means to you. What true to you means. Write it all out. I want you to just take it from your heart, look at it, and at the very end of it, look at it and say, am I being that person I wrote on that paper? Am I being true to me? That's where it's got to be. It has to be true to you.
Okay. All right, Robbie.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I love your show.
Thank you so very much. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Therese?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what do you do when you find from every individual that steps forward on your show? What is it about each? And I'll use the plural form of pointing any single person out, like I'll point everybody. But what is it that you like about how they present spirit?
How they present spirit?
Yeah.
Well,
like you mentioned, everybody's different in the way they have intuitive factors, which is true. What is it about, say, every different individual that comes on your show, how they present spirit? What part do you like about that?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how to answer that question, because I think every person and every show has been so different.
Right.
And one of the things that I've learned as a show host is to really just try to connect with the person and just go with the flow. You know, I used to try to plan things out and everything, and I've learned that, and this is really true in learning how to read and follow your intuition too, is to really just allow yourself to be in the moment and to just connect with that person and just trust that spirit is going to take you where you need to go.
Right.
You know, when I first started doing the show, Robbie, you know, I would, sit there. I had my list of questions, and I still make a few notes and stuff. But, you know, I've gotten so, I don't even do that much anymore, because I just sit down and I just talk with people.
Exactly.
And I talk heart to heart.
Yes.
You know, and it's just, I try to draw out from them what it is that is their experience. I like to get them to share their experience. I always kind of start off with having people, you know, tell a little bit of their background or whatever. But, you know, just heart to heart. Whatever comes up and whatever needs to be said is what's said.
You know what I like to know right now?
Okay.
I'm going to quick from you. I got a few things I want to talk about you. Is I want to know, touch upon September 23rd, 24th, 25th in Phoenix, the Interfaith Convention, and the theme of it, co-creating peace through many paths to God. I love that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that is very dear and dear to my heart. This is our interfaith conference. We did our first one last year, and it was a success. And so we decided that we're going to do one every year. And we chose that time of the year because September 21st was designated as World Peace Day by United Nations.
Right.
And so each year around that time, we will have an interfaith conference. And what we're doing is we are inviting different organizations, religions, traditions to come together and to celebrate and to learn about each other. It's really about building bridges of compassion and understanding and creating an environment where we can all work together for the highest good. And so on Friday night, the 23rd, we're beginning a celebration. Friday night is going to be kind of dedicated towards the children, and we're going to have a children's choir and children performing and that type of thing. On Saturday, we have a variety of speakers from different traditions, and in the afternoon, we have, you know, breakout sessions. We have a kirtan group that will do chanting and meditation. We have my friend Ann Albers, who's written a book, Bridging the Gap Between Christianity and Mysticism. We have just a variety of different speakers. It'll all be on the website. And that evening, we'll have a gala dinner. And Dr. Paul Eppinger, who is the director of the Arizona Interfaith Council, will be our keynote speaker. And also a friend of mine who's a wonderful international spiritual teacher. He travels around the world teaching ageless wisdom teachings. His name is William Meter, and he's going to be there as well as a keynote speaker. And then on Sunday, we're doing an actual interfaith service. So I'm very excited about that.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
It does.
Our website, people can learn more about it on the intuitivelivingministry.org. We don't have it up there yet, but my website is undergoing a little facelift, but we will have all of that information up on the website at intuitiveLivingMinistry.org very soon.
Fantastic. intuitiveLiving.org.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, really quick, you're off to Turkey.
Yes, yes. There's a foundation in town called the Foundation for Intercultural Dialogue. They are promoting an interfaith dialogue trip. And because of my work in interfaith, I've been invited to join this group, and we're going on a 10-day trip to Turkey to learn about the culture and the people and just kind of be ambassadors of peace, and I'm very excited about that.
Oh boy.
Joy.
I tell you, you are making me jealous. I'm serious. Oh my gosh. That is sounds so good. You know, now also, really quick, in October, you have an event your ministry is putting on. Like all the events you are doing, they seem so enlightening and so beautiful. Share with us about this event and what it involves and what can people expect.
Well, you said the purpose of my ministry is kind of twofold. One is the interfaith. The other is promoting intuition and intuitive living. And so this is, in October, we are going to do what we call the Intuitive Living Festival. And it will be a little bit like a psychic fair, a little bit like a holistic expo, but a whole lot of fun. And so we'll have intuitives and healers and speakers, and it'll just be a fun day event for people to come and get readings and healings and, you know, hear wonderful people talk and teach. And that will be on the website as well, more information about that.
Fantastic. And folks, you can listen to Reverend Therese on, you got the link?
Living.
Right.
On achieveradio.com.
Cool. You know, it's been such a delight. The hour just went by like super fast. You know, I could sit and talk to you for days. It's just wild. I just love talking to you.
Well,
I'm going to have you back. Will you come back?
Oh, I'd love to, and I want to have you back on my show, too.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I will.
Yeah.
I definitely will. I want to ask one really quick question, if you can get in here. What part of holistic healing would you say was your main focus on the onset of your ability, like in the beginning? What was the most beautiful thing that brought you to this point?
I have always had a passion for energy healing, as feeling the energy, it comes in through the crown chakra. That's the way it works with me. It comes in through the crown chakra and out my hands. And I just have had a passion of working with energy in the body, learning how to balance the energy and balancing people's chakras and all of that. So that's always been my passion. But I also do, you know, massage, Reiki, reflexology, all that kind of stuff. But I think energy work is my first love. Yeah.
You know, you're such a delight. I'd like to thank you for coming on my show and joining us here tonight on Link to Heaven Radio.
Well, thank you. It's been a privilege and an honor, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, I'm going to have you back many, many times.
Good. Well, I hope we become great friends, Robbie. And what the compliment that I gave you when you were on my show, I meant sincerely. I can feel the authenticity of your spirit, and you're such a kind, generous soul. You're doing great work, and it's great to know you.
Thank you, and you too. And I'm definitely going to have you back more than you think.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I love the work that you do. It's so inspiring, to say the least. You know, a true spiritual channel, if I might add, you know. Thank you again so very much, hon. Thank you.
Thank you. And blessings to all of your listeners as well.
Thank you. I hope each of you who walked with me tonight here on A Link to Heaven Radio have walked a path most enjoyable this evening. For I have truly enjoyed myself with you and with Reverend Therese. Till next time, live each day as it was meant to be, full of love and compassion for everyone. Open your heart, accept everything in this life, and the door of gratefulness will be opened to you. God bless you all. I am Robbie Thomas for A Link to Heaven Radio. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.